It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health. I'm your health coach, Dr. Eric Ashburn. This podcast is focused on making you healthier, making you function better, helping you with the truth, you know, and there's a lot of stuff going on right now surrounding weight loss. And weight loss is always a big topic. We're one of the most obese nations in the world. I think we are the most obese nation in the world, as well as more obese than ever before in history. So it's very easy to say, I want to take a pill for that. Everybody always wants to take a pill for getting leaner. They want a pill. They think a pill makes it easier to overcome stuff. So with weight loss, it's no different, really. And the 800-pound gorilla in the room is a semaglutide drugs. It's in a peptide form, but basically it's your Ozempic and other drugs that are like Wegovy, you know, other drugs like that. Because people do lose weight. You will lose weight if you take Ozempic, no doubt about it. But there's other major side effects with that type of drug. I'm saying Ozempic right now as the main one, but that classification of drugs, there's other side effects that you need to focus on because they're not pretty. So basically, and it's mostly because people are doing this wrong. I don't like medications, but you can mitigate a lot of these side effects if you do it correctly. But no doctors are prescribing it correctly. They're saying take it, eat better, not give me any strong information, and then you got to go and try to eat better. Meanwhile, you didn't eat that well to become heavy and obese to begin with. So he's telling you to do something without knowledge or without experience. And experiential knowledge is always the best thing. So now you're dealing with these issues. You're dropping weight, but you also have gastrointestinal upset, right? Upset stomach, nausea, reflux, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, stomach pain. And some of these symptoms go away quickly. But if something's creating symptoms in your body, is it healthy for you? Got to remember that, right? People are taking this to lose weight. And ask yourself this question. Do you have a weight gain problem where you're not losing weight as easily as you want to because you didn't take a drug, right? That's why weight accumulated in your body, because you didn't take a medication. It doesn't work that way, right? No one gets a headache due to, you know, aspirin insufficiency. No one has a bellyache due to other medications. No one has heart disease problems because they didn't take a Lipitor throughout their life. They're trying to save your health, bring your health back towards normal by giving you medication. And when you're dealing with these weight loss medications, they really can mess you up. And there's other side effects too I want to get into. It's more uncommon, but pancreatitis, very dangerous, appendicitis, thyroid cancer, decreased kidney function, allergic reactions, angioedema, right? So blood vessels swelling. And all these things can really, you know, not only make your life difficult, but they can literally kill you. You know, I've had people have strokes and other issues too. There's a few other side effects too. Ozempic face, and now they have Ozempic butt. That's a new one. Kind of funny, but Ozempic butt. And basically, it's because you lose tons of muscle while you're doing Ozempic. So you're on this medication, right? It's a peptide, and I'll get into it in a minute, type of medication. But it basically, it strips fat off your body, but it strips muscle just as quickly. And if you're losing weight properly, like I have a weight loss program, and if you lose weight properly, we have a 90% fat loss guarantee because your hormones come back into better balance and your body wants to drop fat and it wants to maintain muscle. So it's very important to know that. But people lose tons of muscle. We've had many people come in on one of these drugs to do weight loss with us, and they realize it isn't working for them, and they lost tons of muscle because we have special equipment that can tell you your muscle ratio to fat ratio. They lose tons of muscle on the medication. And so it's very, very important to take the right steps to not only, you know, lose weight effectively, but if you're going to take this medication, you need to mitigate the damage that the medications cause. And first of all, you need to, I want to start off real quick. I want to tell you, I have a couple questions for you. If you want to go over to my Instagram account, so go to Instagram. And it's Dr. Eric Ashburn, Dr. Eric Ashburn on Instagram. I have a poll there, right? And a couple of questions related to Ozempic or semaglutide drugs. I'm using Ozempic as the face of those drugs because it's the most popular one, but semaglutide type drugs. And a couple of questions about, you know, how you feel about them. Would you do them? Stuff like that. Because I want to really get a feel. Honestly, I want to get a feel for what people are thinking. I want to get a feel for what my listeners are thinking on this topic. I know it's very, very enticing. Some of you guys are sitting around saying, I have an extra 20, 30, 80, 100, 200 pounds on your body, and you can't get rid of it, right? It's staying on you no matter what. You exercise, comes off a little bit, then comes back on. You eat better for a little bit, the weight comes off, or you know, a little bit of weight comes off, and then it comes back on. So it's so, I know it's so enticing to take a drug, right? If you could push a button and weight comes off your body, who wouldn't want to do that? I mean, seriously, I've often dreamed about having lean, like, you know, 10% body fat in my body and eating whatever I want. It's an incredibly enticing prospect. But the fact of the matter is, people now, there's less people trying to lose weight than ever before because, you know, they realize it's almost impossible. And I'm going to get into how in a couple minutes. But basically, if you're doing Ozempic, you need to take certain supplements to maintain muscle. You need to eat more protein. You need to work out more to try to maintain muscle. Muscle's called the fountain of youth. Because if you have muscle in your body, then you have they can predict your longevity with how much muscle ratio you have in your body. So if you have a good muscle ratio to fat ratio, you're going to live longer than someone who has a reverse ratio. So you really need to understand muscle is very, very important. And all the other side effects, such as gastrointestinal sluggishness, paralysis, all this stuff can happen when you're on these medications. So, you know, I've kicked around the idea of trying to do it in a better way, right? Try to help people to lose weight, but do it in a healthy way because we have a whole system in place, incredible system that we can coach you through exactly how to eat to be healthy, exactly how to eat to lose weight, exactly how to eat to get your hormones back towards normal, what nutrients you're deficient in. We could break it down to exactly the vitamins and minerals you're deficient in down to the milligram, right? We know exactly what you're deficient in. And we could plug them in. We have a system in place that helps people lose weight very, very quickly. So if you did a medication like this, I'd recommend you do it in a smaller amount, like, you know, a lesser dosage. So you're losing maybe 1 or 2 pounds a week versus 5 pounds a week or 10 pounds a week. So if you did 1 or 2 pounds a week and then you did our program, you're going to probably drop another, you know, average person loses about a pound a day, right? So a pound a day is what an average person loses. So you lose another probably 5 pounds or 7 pounds that week. Then you could, you know, you could really, the medication could help if you want to do it. But most people do our program, they don't want to do the medication because they're losing so quickly. They're doing it right. Their muscle to fat ratio is getting better than it was before. Their mental clarity is better than it was before. And ultimately, they're in a place where they're feeling good, functioning good, losing weight, their clothes are fitting better, they're maintaining a healthy fat distribution around their body. And that's very important. Most people have weight loss resistance, and that's very, very common. You have hormones like leptin and ghrelin that determine how much you want to eat, how little you want to eat, and they can become really messed up. It could really out of balance. You need to get them back. When they're out of balance, you have weight loss resistance. And it's not something you could just overcome by trying to eat healthier. It doesn't work that way. You definitely can't overcome it by working out more. So if you work out more, you're just going to have more, you know, if you work out more and your body's already stressed, if you have high cortisol levels, which is your stress hormone, and you're working out harder, it's just going to damage your metabolism more. Maybe you drop a couple pounds, maybe put on a little bit of muscle, but as soon as you stop, that stuff's going to turn right back around to where it was and get worse than it was before. So you really need to have a very specific, dedicated, scientific system that works phenomenally. And with our program, you know, we've been doing it since 2016 with incredible results. You know, I want to tell you this real quick. If you're listening right now, and if you're someone who has weight to lose, if you have like I said, an extra 10, 20, 30, 40, as many pounds as you can imagine, imagine that the average person that does this program loses 20 to 40 pounds in the first 40 days. And that isn't a marketing strategy. I've never marketed this company. I've simply word of mouthed it over the years. Now I have billboards. So if you go down Route 52, if you go down 9D, we have big billboards up. But basically, I want to reach more people. And I did the billboards because it's so much competition with these drugs. People want them so bad that I want to put the word out more so that people can learn the truth about what's going on with their bodies and how to lose weight. We've had people come in who couldn't get pregnant and they lost the weight that got their body healthier. Because when you lose weight and you do it right, your body becomes healthier. You move the bar further towards health and they've gotten pregnant. I feel that's incredible. I've had other people like get married, right? They're trying to find a spouse and they couldn't find one because they're, quite frankly, not just because they're overweight, because they're uncomfortable. They weren't confident in themselves and they lost the weight. They're much healthier. They become much more comfortable in their own skin and, you know, much more confident, and they found their spouse. Doesn't happen to everybody, just letting you know that, but I feel it's a very cool story. people who lose weight and do it right, because if you lose weight wrong, you don't necessarily feel better, you're just smaller. And they say sometimes, and it's kind of a out there statement, but you know, you just need a smaller casket, right? You're going to die early, just as you're going to die before, but you need a smaller casket. And that's the number one argument of all those medications. They say you're going to get healthier, but I don't know how you could possibly think you're healthy with all those side effects. You know, I've had someone very close to me in my office tell me they did it and they're miserable. They couldn't eat at all, no matter how hard they tried. And you know what their biggest fear was? That their biggest fear throughout the whole process is what happens when they stop. I mean, if you're someone who is trying to lose weight by putting a pill in your mouth to help you lose weight, as soon as you stop putting that pill in your mouth, what's going to happen with you, right? Because your hunger is going to go up more than it was even prior to taking the medication, because your body wants that weight back on it. And your health's going to be worse because you never supplied it with the proper nutrients. And then you just get worse health. You had the worse health from the pill, then worse health after taking the pill, and it's just twice as bad. So I want to go over a couple simple facts. A couple of simple facts are, if you're overweight, you're probably nutrient deficient. I'm going to tell you something else. If you live in this country, you're probably nutrient deficient regardless of your weight. Our food has been damaged. Hopefully you guys realize that. How we grow it, how we process it, how we store it, how we deliver it to grocery stores, all this stuff has damaged our food. So we can eat it, it may have good taste, but has very little nutrition in it. It's very, very low in nutrients. So we have technology, because you know it says we're 20 to 70% less nutrient dense the food is in our body than it was before. And our body says, I need those nutrients. Remember, your body's very, very smart. We have this incredible innate intelligence that knows how to run your body. It knows how to run you exactly the way it should be run. They say God made your body to run perfectly as long as it's running the way it was meant to run. So you don't need any extra help, and a pill's never going to solve your issue. There's nobody in a laboratory right now that's saying, oh yeah, Mike, Mary, I'm here to solve your issues. They're there to make money. I'm telling you, this is the biggest blockbuster drug ever. And it's not about you. It's about them. They're in their board meeting saying, we're making tons of money. They're not saying someone's healthier, someone lost weight. It's great. I think in a couple of years, there's going to be a movie out, just like the opioid movie that came out that was talking about how they abused and they pushed it harder. When people had problems, they told them to take more. I think we're going to have a movie very similar to that that's going to come out in a few years. But you need to be aware of it now. So what you have to do, and I was getting back to our technology, we have resonant frequency technology, which is very, very cool. Every month or so, it blows my mind. Someone finds stuff with their body they never knew they had. So you put your hand on this cradle, and it sends resonant frequencies, like a record player. So if you have a record, and a needle vibrates, and it creates music in the speakers, it's because in those little grooves, there's specific frequencies, specific vibrations that create that music. And I feel that's a very cool concept. But digital resonant frequency technology takes those vibrational frequencies and it digitizes it. Just like if you have your music on records, and then they put it on cassette, and then they put it on discs, and now you can stream it. Well, they made it digital, right? It's digital. So you take the same music, the same signal, and you digitize it, and you introduce it into your skin through your body. And that's easy to do, right? If you stand on a scale that has a little metal plates, it can send signals into your body. So this does it differently. So it tells you exactly, you know, what it wants to know. Ask you bio questions, biofeedback questions. It'll say, are you deficient in vitamin D, for instance, vitamin C? It goes through thousands of vitamins, thousands of things. It asks what's going on with your organs. Are they functioning poorly due to deficiencies? All this stuff. I don't even understand it. It's incredibly high tech. But it gives us feedback and it tells us exactly what nutrients you're deficient, exactly what vitamins you need. But it's really cool. This is the coolest part of it. We have two supplement lines built into that system, and they're great supplement lines. I've loved them. I take them myself. And those supplement lines, it'll tell you exactly which one you need because it has the resonant frequencies for every supplement in those companies' lines. It tells you exactly what supplement you need to fix your individual issue. So once you plug in those nutrients into your body, your body's needs are met. You're very, very satisfied nutritionally and your health's running very well. And then you'll drop weight much, much more easily. Your body's not going to hold on to it like it's in starvation mode. You can let go of it much more easily. But then we come behind it with a special diet, really. It's a very nutritious diet, high nutrient-dense foods, greens, fruits, proteins, all that stuff. We decrease the calories slightly because all your nutritional needs are met with the supplements right now, you just need the calories to help you get over the hurdle. So then you eat maybe 1,000 calories, something like that. It's just for 40 days, and then the weight falls off of you, but you're very, very healthy. We have coaches that do this with people, excuse me, and when your needs are met nutritionally, most people say, I'm not even hungry. My body's so satisfied, I don't even feel like eating. That's how you're supposed to lose weight if you do it the right way. Not by taking a medication to make you feel less hungry, despite the fact your body needs all these nutrients, needs all these specific things, you know, and it can't get them. When you satisfy the body through figuring out exactly what every individual needs, then your body works 10 times better. It's much healthier. It feels better. Mentally, you're better. And your body is, you know, it just runs better. So then it's about a 90-day process. So the first 40 days, we do that more weight loss portion of it, really trying to get the weight off you more quickly. And it comes off very quickly. The next phase of care, about 30 days, we remap everything that's going on with your metabolism. We find out exactly which foods you have sensitivities to. And then we start to map out a whole list of foods that you can eat with no problem at all. Then foods you can eat that you may have some problems with, and then foods you need to stay away from. That's another individual process, and your coach will go through that with you. Because you're going to go out and you're going to eat stuff after you've done the first phase. You're going to say, wow, I have a headache. My energy levels are low. I feel miserable. I never felt this way eating this food before. But your body's so clean that as soon as you put it in your mouth, your body's going to react to it. So we can figure it out very quickly and give you an entire map of food for you to eat, an entire list of food that you should be eating and how to do it, and get your metabolism fixed. Then the last phase is really teaching you how to live, right? How to live, how to eat. You go out to a restaurant, parties, how to eat food properly, and how to, you can eat bad stuff, but you can't eat it all the time. But, you know, on the weekend, maybe cheat a little bit, do that stuff, and the rest of the week, eat somewhat clean. That's the way we did it 100 years ago, guys. Hate to tell you, we didn't eat dessert all the time. We didn't have Starbucks. We didn't have all the crap around us all the time. We just ate clean food most of the time. Then we had dessert every once in a while. That's a great way of doing it, but we have to reintroduce that process to you after you went through the first two phases and your body's working very, very well. Then continue with that mindset the rest of your life, and you'll stay lean. The whole goal of this process is to get to a place where your body's working so well that you don't have to diet. Diet shouldn't be a lifelong process. You should go back to a time where you're eating good and your body remains lean. That's the way it was 50 years ago. You ate good and your body remained lean. Now you have to diet just to remain decently lean. So if any of you guys listening right now, seriously, if you're someone saying, I have weight to lose, you know, I don't want to take the medications. I realize they can harm me. You're better than that. You really are. If you took the medication, I understand, right? I understand why you did it. I understand the fact that you want to lose weight and you didn't maybe have another avenue how to do it. But now let's try to recover, repair your body and get you working better. And if you want to lose that weight, it's so important to do it right. If you do it right, you'll stay that way. If you don't do it right, it's going to come back. It's going to create more disease. And I have a feeling these medications are going to have much more disease after people get off them down the road. And that really scares me. So if you want to connect with us every week for our radio listeners, we offer something for you to come in and be checked out, see if you can be helped. So for the first five callers, so you just give us a call. Leave a message and say, I really need to change. I really need to come in and figure out how to get healthier. We'll do it for free. First five callers is normally $150 at first visit. But leave us a message. Let us know what's going on with you. Let us know how to contact you, you know, your phone number, and we will get back to you on Monday. We'll call you back Monday morning, and we'll figure out exactly when to get you in. We're very busy, but we always leave appointments available for our radio listeners to come in. Those first five people. So give us a call, letting us know when you can come in, and we'll be more than happy to get you in. I'm believe it or not, it's crazy. I'm more excited from our radio listeners to come in to when you come in. You know, you already heard this information, really understand it. You're hungry, you want to lose weight, you want to get healthier, and you come in and, you know, you do better than everybody else, honestly. So the phone number is 845-897-5677. That's 845-897-LOSS, LOSS. Give us a call and we'll get you in there. We'll set up a time for you and we'll get you on track towards getting healthier. Once again, it's 845-897-5677. Or just go to HudsonValleyWeightLoss.com. Go to our website, see our number there, connect with us to give us a call because we're working on the website right now. So make sure you give us a call. And then from there, we'll help you out. Even if you're not the first five callers, we'll still schedule an appointment, have you come in and try to help you out. All right. So I want to explain something to you about, you know, pain. And so many people go to their doctors and they say you have stenosis of your spine. That's a relatively newer, I've been in practice 27 years. It's a relatively newer, not diagnosis, I guess it could be diagnosis that I hear tons of now, stenosis of your spine. Essentially, they say your spinal canal that your spinal cord goes through gets smaller as you get older. And that's pretty much a lie, right? So it isn't really supposed to get smaller. You shouldn't have disc degeneration and destruction. You shouldn't have arthritis in your spine. This develops over time if you have an issue or an injury left untreated. So if you have an issue or an injury and your spine moves out of natural position, then it starts degenerating. It becomes arthritic. So as it becomes arthritic, then it has more pain. I had someone come to my office the other day and they had low back pain. You know, typical, who I see every single day in my office. They're a new patient. I took x-rays on them, so I was going on with them. And they said they had no neck pain, but they had low back pain. But I looked at their neck and their neck was very, very shifted out of normal position and it was tugging down in the base of their brain. So their brainstem was being tugged downward into the spinal canal. And your body really, once again, that innate intelligence your body uses for healing, for function, it does not want that. So your body's, that's probably one of the biggest priorities for your body is mental or brain health. So getting your brain to function better lets your whole body function better because your brain runs everything, every cell in your body is touched or kissed by a nerve. So if he was tugging down his brainstem, but he had no pain in his brainstem, he had no pain in his neck, but his low back was curving. And it was curving essentially because it was that tugging on his brainstem made the rest of his spine want to get shorter. Now, I'll explain what I mean by that. So if you look at where your pelvis is, it wants to move it closer to your brain. It wants to shorten your whole torso because this way it could ease the pressure tugging on your brainstem and let your brain sit in your skull nice and relaxed. That's the first thing I look for on an x-ray is the position of your brain and your curve in your neck because that protects your brain and your brainstem and your body will always want that to happen. So if I see someone with a scoliosis, I always see a deformity in their upper neck that can be corrected. But that deformity in the neck pulls in the brainstem and your body creates a scoliosis because it wants to shorten the length of your spinal canal. If you're someone who's sitting in front of your computer and you're very forward, your head is in pictures very forward. Let's say you have that hump in your upper back. It's called Dowager's hump. Most women get it and you hate it. Every woman that comes to see me with that hump, they hate it. They want it to be better. Well, that's because your upper cervical spine is tugging your brainstem and your body's trying to shorten itself once again. So those are the two biggest compensations I see for tugging in your brainstem. Your low spine will curve, it'll get an abnormal position, and it'll start hurting over time as it starts degenerating, breaking down, becoming arthritic, discs start breaking down because joints aren't moving well. All that stuff is a side effect from the pressure up in the top part of your neck, creating abnormal positions down through your spine. So everybody listening to this radio show right now, if you have any pain in your spine, you probably have a justification for it. You know, I did this or I did that or I fell off of this or I was in a car accident or I sleep wrong or my mattress is bad. I hear it every single day. I drive too much. Well, basically, when this stuff happens, it's generally hurting the conditions you have already. I was talking to someone yesterday. I said, you know, when you're in a car accident in 5 years from now, and they looked at me with a puzzled look in their face, I said, you're probably going to be in a car accident, right? Statistically, you're going to be in a car accident or you're going to have an injury or a fall or something that's going to irritate your spine. Well, you'll have much less damage from the injury if you have a healthy spine going into it than if you have a weakened spine going into it. So if your spine's breaking down and it doesn't hurt yet, right? If you fall, you get in a car accident and you whip your neck around, it's going to hurt a lot more if it was breaking down. So many people, they come to see me and they say, I don't have any issues. I just developed this issue last week. It just started hurting me and I have this issue and look at their x-rays and I have to explain to them how that issue for probably 30 years, it's been degenerating. The discs have been getting thinner. The bones haven't been moving at all. They've been stuck developing bone spurs and the bone spurs and arthritis starts hurting them after 30 years of damage. That's why it's so incredibly important to get your spine checked, especially by, now I want to put this in a proper framework. When I say good chiropractor, I mean a chiropractor, every chiropractor is a nice person. Most of them that I met, nice people. But you really need to have someone who knows what they're doing. You know, I worked with our Olympic teams. I worked with high-level corrective care clinics. I know how to get people better. At least I know how to analyze their spine to see if they can get better. So you need someone who minimally, the baseline that you need to have is someone who takes x-rays. So the first x-ray, when you're there, your first visit, they need to see what's going on in your spine. There's no way they can feel it. I don't care what they say. You cannot feel how the spine's out of alignment. You need to see it on an x-ray. The best chiropractors will take another x-ray down the road. So with us, we do it at visit 24. I need to see a specific percentage of correction depending on what you started with based on that x-ray. So we do an x-ray visit 24. I measure and compare to your first x-ray to see how your body's healing, how it's functioning, how you're doing. Because that is the truth as far as getting your body healthier. I tell people, I would love for you to feel better. I'll high five you, will chest bump, whatever you want. If you're feeling better, I'll be excited for you. But I want to see the results on x-ray even more importantly, because it tells me the truth on how your body's running, healing, and functioning. And that's so important to know. So, you know, when you come to my office, I do a thorough history with you. I want to understand where you hurt, why you hurt, how you got hurt. All this stuff is very important to me. I want to understand how the rest of your body's working. Are you depressed? Do you have asthma? All this stuff. And then we go through a systems review, but then we do x-rays, very specific chiropractic x-rays that'll give me tons of information on what's going on with you and how to get you healthier. So it's so important to understand how to get your body healthier, get it corrected, get it feeling better. I know for most people it's about pain in the beginning. Get it feeling better. There's no way you're going to get it better by just popping a pill. That may help you for a moment, but it's not going to fix anything. So you can't just do it by popping a pill. You need to get it back towards correction. People send their kids to their orthodontist, $7,000 for braces to fix their teeth, yet they come to my office for a couple $1,000s. They don't want to pay to fix their spine. It blows my mind. But basically, you know, if you want to figure out if you're hurting, or even if you're not hurting, it's more important to know if you're not hurting, if your spine's out of position, you want to try to get it healthier, you know, give us a call. The first five people, especially radio listeners, give us a call. We'll do it for free. Just call us at 845-896-1200. We'll do an x-ray, whole exam process, and figure out what's going on. And then we can make a decision you want to move forward or not. So give us a call, 845-896-1200, and we'll get you set up. We'll call you back Monday, get you on track to getting healthier. Hey guys, be blessed. I'll talk with you next Sunday with more Maximize Your Health Radio.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at whud.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.